Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Welcome back, friends, to this, the fourth week in Lent. Gerald Villiver here, and I'm glad you can join me again on the Lenten Path. Today, I would like for us to break open Scripture to the second reading from Corinthians 5, verses 20 through 21. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin, who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So how do we become ambassadors for Christ? Well, as an ambassador for anything, you represent the it, the brand, the marketing, promoting its value and mission to others. You are an advocate serving as a true example of what that it is. For us, in our thriving and vibrant parish in the Woodlands, it starts with the domestic church at home, the foundation that is laid down representing our values, traditions, and love. These are the same principles our family holds most important in kindness, in respect, in faith, in gratitude, in honor, in understanding. Each member of our family carries a level of responsibility and trust and action in what these stands for. Reflecting on our reading from Paul reminds us of the truth that once we are in Christ, we are transformed into new creations, called to live as his ambassadors by reconciling with God. Living in the Eucharist deepens that transformation each time we partake of the body and blood of Christ. We enter into an intimate union with him, drawing on the grace that renews our hearts. In the Eucharist, it is a profound encounter with the living Christ who calls us to mirror his mercy and love. Further, we are sustained in our call to be instruments of reconciliation, embodying the new life that Paul describes. The nourishment transforms us so that our daily actions of forgiveness, of charity, of service become living testimonies of God's work. Whether in our homes, places of business, within the community, we are invited to extend the peace and mercy of Christ to others. Yes, this is the same mercy we need the most, but we deserve the least. However, this is the very heart of being an ambassador for Christ, where we are continually renewed by the Eucharist. We carry his love wherever we go, inviting others to experience God's grace. Now, daily, I call on my posse of saints, yes, my posse, to be with me to guide my journey, to bring Christ in all I do, protect me from darkness, and dust me off the ground when I fail. One of those saints is St. John Bosco, also known as Don Bosco. Why? I think it's because he helped influence many young troubled boys into a new life in Christ. And well, every one of us was a troubled youth at some way. How troubled was I? Well, I guess enough for me to recognize when the laws of nature knocked sense into me. I complied, reluctantly, but I obeyed the values I grew up with. As founder of the Salesian Society, a religious order focused on educating and renewing young people, Don Bosco emphasized love, kindness, and reason rather than punishment, reflecting Christ's compassion and mercy. His book, Give Me Souls by Peter LePin, recounts many inspiring moments from Don Bosco's life. One example involves a street kid who was deeply lost in despair, fell into crime, and struggled with sin. Don Bosco, recognizing the boy's need for spiritual healing, prepared him to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist. Through lots of struggle, persistence, and encouragement, Don Bosco helped the boy reconcile with God to experience the transformative grace of the Eucharist. This moment marked a turning point in the boy's life, leading him to embrace faith and a renewed sense of purpose, turning hearts of other troubled youths into a life of grace in union with God. As an ambassador for Christ, Don Bosco was inspired by Christ's love and teaching. He devoted his life to the education, moral development, and spiritual growth of the disadvantaged and troubled youth. So as I mentioned, I also teach confirmation. And one of the joys of this ministry is to spread the word of God to our students, preparing them over the course of the school year, 90 minutes a week. Although that's never enough time, it is sufficient seed planting to bring the truth and fullness of the Catholic Church through scripture, tradition, and the magisterium. One of the ways we encourage them is through the Corporal and Spiritual Works of Mercy Project. One prominent example I'd like to share is bringing the students to the Beacon, a homeless shelter in downtown Houston, where the students can be the hands and feet of Christ to the less fortunate population in our community. So the students are assigned stations. Some are assigned to wash, dry, and fold laundry. Some are assigned to arrange and distribute clothing. Some are assigned shower duty and hand out toiletries. Some are greeters at the door and help seat people, while some work in the kitchen to cook, plate hot and cold food, fill up drinks. Some wipe down the tables, chairs, and mop floors, while some empty, rinse, wash, and sanitize plates and utensils. The volunteer opportunities there are endless, and one would think that these are full-time jobs. But for the students, this was a shocking yet beautiful intimate encounter with the homeless, the transient, or those folks just needing a meal for the day in a warm place. After the four-hour shift, we debrief over lunch on what they just experienced. Many said they've never experienced such profound and shocking encounters, since they don't typically see this in our local community, and they have a desire to return. Many have expressed how they are thankful for all the simple things that they have that many of the homeless struggle to possess, your basic necessities of clothing and hygiene products. They have also said many are just regular people who just need some assistance, and I identify them as children of God who just lack the family support structure and need their spirits and confidence lifted with simple and kind fellowship. Whatever their response has been over the years, one physical act is constant. Our students' willingness to be the hands and feet of Christ with their gleaming smiles and sleeves rolled up, it tells the entire story. That they too are called each day to be ambassadors for Christ, to show his love, kindness, and mercy in any and every circumstance. By doing this out of love, they are answering Christ's call to serve the least among us, becoming a living example of reconciliation, hope, and love. Perhaps it's a wake-up call for us, the faithful, to remain vigilant during these times and reflect on these examples of Christ himself has done and continues to pursue us to be ambassadors of his love and mercy. Again, let us hear from one of our brothers in white, incarcerated in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice prison system. He says, "Hey, Brother Gerald, thank you for allowing me to walk with you this Lenten journey. It has been a struggle, but I appreciate you being here. Their challenge and my challenge this week is to go out and be an ambassador for Christ by sharing the good news with an individual you really don't know. And there are a lot of people I don't know here. Bring him or her into the family of Christ that they may feel and see what it's like to become a new creation. Allow them to see him through you. Be the light of Christ he calls for you and I to be." It's incredible. Such powerful words. Now let us pray and allow God to be with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making us new creations in Christ, reconciling us to yourself, and entrusting us with the ministry of reconciliation. Guide us as ambassadors for Christ, carrying your message of love and unity. Help us to live in faith, humility, and in service, ever drawing closer to you. Holy Spirit, fill us with your light. May God bless you all. Amen. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.